We are facing a grave crisis in our national life. The few who profit from the labor of the masses want to organize the workers into an army which will protect the interests of the capitalists. You are urged and asked to add to the heavy burdens you already bear, the burden of a larger army and many additional warships. It is in your power to refuse. Congress is not preparing to defend the people of the United States. It is planning to protect the capital of American speculators and investors in Mexico, South America, China, and the Philippine Islands. Those preparedness propagandists want to give the people something to think about besides their own unhappy condition. Every few days, we are given a new scare to lend realism to their propaganda. People are taught that brave men die for their country's honor. What a price to pay for an abstraction. The lives of millions of young men, other millions crippled and blinded for life, existence made hideous for still more millions of human beings, the achievement and inheritance of generations swept away in a moment, and nobody better off for all the misery. Strike against the war. Without you, no battles can be fought. Strike against manufacturing bombs and tools of murder. Strike against preparedness that really means death and misery to millions of human beings. Be not dumb, obedient slaves in an army of destruction. Be heroes in an army of construction.
Eugene Debs led a national strike of railroad workers in 1894 and spent 6 months in jail for that. He went into prison a labor leader and came out a socialist. As leader of the Socialist Party, he ran for president 3 times. When the United States entered the First World War, President Wilson signed the Espionage Act, which provided long jail terms for anyone who said anything that might discourage recruitment in the armed forces. A filmmaker who made a movie about the American Revolution, depicting the British as enemies, was sentenced to 10 years in prison because now the British were our allies. His film was called The Spirit of 76. And the court case against him was U.S. versus Spirit of 76. Debs spoke against the war, was arrested for violating the Espionage Act, and his conviction was upheld unanimously by the Supreme Court, which pointed to his statement that, quote, the master class has always made the wars, the working class has always fought them. Here, at his trial in the fall of 1918, he is speaking to the court.